Hey, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Wonder Why with L Wonder. Today is truly going to be a Wonder Why with L Wonder moment, because in this episode, this is one of the first episodes, especially that I'm recording in the new format that I'm practicing on, that I will be doing on my own. I love having a guest, but I wanted to challenge myself. I just wanted to have an episode on my own. And one of the topics that I wanted to do, this is a very near and dear topic to me because this is the place that I have been at, which is self-evaluation. I've entered a couple different realms of my life now, whether it may be a manager. Now my children are getting older, so I just have one child who had just recently moved out, and now he's his own man. My daughter is 17, 1 year away from being legally an adult. But it's stepping into a whole different place. So it's making me have to reevaluate my mentality, my position on things, my outlook, and stuff like that. So I'm going to dive into this podcast is going to be, this episode is going to be diving into self-evaluation, the necessity of it, what steps are important within self-evaluation. So I really do believe that this is going to be a good one for everybody. I believe that this is going to be, it's definitely going to be some meat and potatoes in these episodes in this series called self-evaluation. So this is just part one to self-evaluation, and it is just with L Wonder. So you got me and only me. So I hope you enjoy. Let me know what you think. Peace. I'll talk to you later. But I did just want to have a conversation with you. So that means that it won't be no back and forth conversation. It won't be, I don't have any guests this week. So you're going to get to see me and all of who I am. You'll get to see me and my thinking. You are going to get to see me and how my mentality and what I function. Most people who are my friends already know who I am, how I am. You've seen different pictures, you've seen different posts, you've seen different videos and everything like that. I am a husband, I am a family man, I am a father, a true father at heart. I am unapologetically those things. I am also, I'm a man of God. I am a man of faith. I believe in God Almighty. I do believe that He covers everything, that He holds all things in His hand. But He also allowed us as human beings to have free choice, free will, free mobility. In saying that, you know, we impact how things come out too. So yes, He sees everything. He knows everything. He's all knowing, all seeing, all powerful. But He does allow us as human beings to have a choice. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. That's kind of what is going to lead into what we're going to be talking about today. I really want to start this conversation. And like I said, I say start the conversation because there's so much more that's going to be into this conversation. But I want to start this conversation on self-evaluation. Okay, so first thing we got to understand with self-evaluation, because I'm gonna tell you now, how many, if I took a poll right now and I said to everybody out here, how many people feel as though they evaluate themselves or they have an honest opinion of or honest value of where they're at themselves? I'm pretty sure most people, and I say that because you have some people who are very self-aware. And that's where I really want to go to eventually, to self-awareness. But self-evaluation is, I think self-evaluation will start the drive there. We've spoken about family. We've spoken about relationships. We've spoken about self-care. We've spoken about a lot of we've talked about staying woke. We've spoken about a lot of different things through this podcast since November, maybe October. And a lot of these things that we discussed, it hits to home. So I want to make sure that we do something for this new year and stepping into our full potential. I'm not saying that I'm here. I cannot dictate anybody actions, anybody's mentality, anybody's drive, but I can help as much as I possibly can in motivating, because it was a lot of people, it was a lot of influential people who helped motivate me. All the staff, all the people that has come in and out of the Salvation Army on 59th, they helped motivate me. All the people who, my spiritual mother, and my best friend, my best friend who I met through the Salvation Army, my best friend Keith, and his family, because of him, I met his family, his mother, my spiritual mother, who is an amazing figure, who has really shown me, taught me the value of not just knowing the word and reading the word and understanding the word, but also taking it to heart, seeing the word come to life. And also your drive and your passion for ministry. So these are the things that, these are many people who influenced me. So I just want to be that, if I can have any type of small part to play in anybody's life, then I want to be able to do that. I do appreciate and I do value the op, and I count it an honor to make sure I'm doing that, to be able to be in somebody's life and being an influence in somebody's life. So I do appreciate that. I do appreciate the value with having people who have mentored me and looked over me, but also appreciate the value of appreciate the honor of being able to have that influence over other people. That's kind of why I take it to heart when it comes to me being a father, me being a husband, me being the head of the household, me being a male, me having influence in whatever realm, especially my home. My home is my first ministry. And I think that we need to understand that first off, as a father, as a husband, if you are have any type of influence over your, if you have a household that you oversee, as a, in a male perspective, not just a male perspective, but I mean, I'm going to talk about the female perspective in a minute. But if you have any type of influence as a male, then you have to understand the value that you have within. You have to understand what it takes and what you, the weight that you carry. I think that's the first thing. We got to understand the weight that we carry in that perspective. In saying that, I'm very proud. I'm very humble, but I'm very proud that I have, that my children are stepping up and moving in the way that they're doing. It is not accidental. A lot of things are strategic. A lot of things are, we just had to respond in a certain type of manner. But in saying that and in doing that, we really have to understand that being that male role model, being that man, being that husband, being that father means a lot. We don't understand how we can just take something as simple as a child's mind and help and shape. And I've experienced that now when it comes to my mother-in-law and how she influenced my wife. She has had a huge impact on things. She has molded, she has shaped, she has directed, she has initiated the whole mentality when it comes to her, as far as the personality, as far as like her stepdad. He calls Amanda Lil Mama, and he calls her Lil Mama because he sees that she's just a smaller version of her mother, which she carries the same mentality, she carries the same tactics, she carries the same demeanor, she carries the same motivation. So, I mean, of course, there's always going to be some differences, a lot of differences, but for the most part, he sees her as a miniature version of her mom. And if you know Tisha and Amanda, then you will be able to say the same exact thing. And I watch how she influences our household. And this is where I was saying about the women. You know, women, I want you to understand something huge. I want you to understand that you are the glue that holds the house together. And I'm not saying it now, I know that there's many single women, and I'm gonna be honest with you, what you do, I cannot imagine, because I've only done it for a couple months. The short period of time, for like 6 months at the most, in the short period of time that I was moving as a single parent, it was a lot of weight. Now, granted, when I picked up being a single parent, my children were already 10 and 12. So they were already older. It was at three different levels. So that was a real big challenge for me, but it was still efficient. It was still game time. It was still, let's get ready to go. It ain't got no time to break, no time to wait, no time to prepare. It's game time. So in saying that, my little experience as a single parent, my short time experience as a single parent, I know it could not compare to anything that y'all go through, even though it was a lot different than most people start off with. Most of the time when I see a single mother, they're a single mother from the beginning. Most of the time, there's a single parent. They're a single parent from the time that the baby is born. Most of the time, I'm not saying every time. There are instances where, you know, the father may pass away, or the father may leave, or whatever the case may be. But neither here or there. My point in saying that is because mothers, I see how you produce, and I see how you influence, and I hope that you understand the value of what you carry. I hope that you understand that you carry a value in a household that can be imitated by nothing else. Like you, the value that you carry in a household. I watch how, yes, me as a single father, I did my best. And I don't think that's shortchanging nothing. Do not shortchange me. I think I did a pretty good job considering my situation. In saying all of that, I noticed that no matter what, and it's like that song, You Make Me Better. He say, I'm a movement by myself, but we're a force when we're together. Women, I hope that you understand the value that you bring to the household, because when you come into the household, you bring a value that if that man is doing his thing, you elevate what he can do. It's like you magnify, you lift up, magnify. That's the best word for it. You magnify what that man can do. You magnify what the household is doing. You magnify what the children are doing. Women, you have that ability to lift up, but you also have the ability to tear down. And I hope you understand that the character that comes with the power within. And I don't think that's accidental. I do not think it's accidental. We can get into a lot of understanding of what the body is and how the woman had come from the rib, and how the rib was there to hold up, to block the vital organs within, but it was also there as a debilitator. But we can get into a lot of that type of stuff, but I'm not going there. We don't have to go there. But in the same sense, I do want you to understand one thing, the value that the woman brings to the household. Now, men, we are here as the head of the house. When without the head, you cannot think, you cannot understand, you cannot maneuver, you cannot plan, you cannot direct. But the women are there to keep the house together, to bring the house together. It's that glue that brings the house together. It's that direction. It's the initiation of the plans. I can have whatever plans I want. It was my plan to have a graduation for my son in the backyard. But when Amanda took over that plan, and she took it and she initiated, and she brought everything together, she started planning things. It was my initial thought to do this. And then she came up and said, well, if we go do that, we got to paint the house. If we go do that, we need to get a tent. If we go do that, we need to get this, we need to get that. So from that idea, from that concept that I created, as far as throwing my son a graduation in the backyard, and my concept of a graduation was, yeah, we can find a podium. We'll have a podium in the backyard, but what we can also do is we can put some chairs up, and then we can probably throw something on a grill. But what y'all saw in June for his graduation was the movement of a woman. And I hope we understand, and that's what I want. And now that was just one example, but I hope you understand that I've seen that from day one with Amanda being in a household. So I say that to say this: women, please understand the value that you carry, the weight that you carry. Men, understand the value that the woman carry. Women, understand that you have the ability to raise up, but you also have the ability to tear down. So please understand that your value within a household is not minute. It carries weight. But also, I hope also understand that we, as men, understand your role, and women, please understand the value of the men in the household. Okay, so that's the first thing. That was part of what I wanted to do when it came to focus on the family. That was the first portion of focusing on the family and how we all have an impact on how we run the household, how it all comes together. Now, that's the first quarter of this of this podcast, this version. And like I said, I started about 1:20-ish, somewhere around there. And it just, it's like 1:35 now. So, okay, good. I got a first quarter. I got three more of these quarters to do by myself. But the purpose and the thing that I wanted to touch on today was really self-examination. Self-examination, self-evaluation. I think what we need to do is, so we need to be able to really get a good grasp of who we are. And that's what I initially asked. I guarantee if I put a poll up on here, most people would say that they have a good value of who they are or where they're at and stuff like that. And I'm not knocking that. And the reason why I say it like that is because many times what we tend to do is if we hear somebody challenge us, then what we tend to do is we retreat from that challenge. We defend ourselves from that challenge. Many times, this is the first thing that I want to know, that I want to state when it comes to self-evaluation. First off, self-evaluation is about, self-evaluation is going to require you to be able to see the stuff that you ain't going to like, that you're necessarily going to like. When you evaluate yourself, you're going to have to look at some stuff that you don't want to deal with. You will have to identify some stuff that's hard to look at. And it comes from a lot of different things. Some of the stuff that you got to deal with that you don't really like, it's because it hurts. It calls you out. Or it's because it's hurtful in a sense that it was a hard situation that you had to deal with. Many times what we tend to do is avoid the challenges or the hard things. Now, after it's said and done, we have a good time with it. We're excited, we're happy, we're empowered because we overcame certain things. But the actual going through is what's hardest for us, because at the time that the going through, that means that we have to deal with stuff that hurt. Everybody wants to have a tattoo. Not everybody, let me take that back. But many people who have tattoos, it's cool to have tattoos. But do you understand the pain that you're going to have to go through in order to get the tattoo? So when you become cool and comfortable and accepting and acknowledging that the pain is going to happen, but the pain is worth the after effect, then you'll be good. And that's the same idea that we have to understand when it comes to self-evaluation and digging into those places, those hard places, those challenging places. Yes, that pain does not feel good. Yes, that pain hurts. And we know that. Most people don't want to fight now, because if you get hit in the face, the stuff hurts. But the thing about it is, the reason why you fight is because there's a challenge in front of you. And yes, you might have to take some blows, but you got to be able to blow back, and you got to be able to swing back, and you got to be able to fight back, which is going to overtake that challenge that's in front of you. That's why it feels good to talk about our past. That's why biblically it says the same exact thing. We overcome by the words of our testimony. We do. Because the testimony teaches us that the things that we are going through is not going to take us out. But the testimony shows us, and it shows other people, that the things that we have been through, if you're going through it, look, I've been through it myself, you can overcome just like I did. So that's the power behind the testimony. That's the power behind the challenge. That's why we got to get used to it. Now I'm outside. I'm sorry about this. Look, y'all, I'm outside. So I'm not promoting on anybody, so I'm gonna turn my hat to the back. But I'm outside, so it's cold. I gotta cover my head. That wind just blew. sorry about that. But yes, we are overcome by the words of our testimony, and our testimony can bring people through. It can help people. It can encourage people. It can push people. It can motivate people. It can lift people up. So we have to be mindful. That's why we can't be scared to go through what we gotta go through sometimes. That's why we have to be open to challenges. That's why it's also, that's why we have to actually be willing to go through. And I'm looking for something because, and it tells us, that's why it tells us in 2 Peter. Or is it, let me see. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. That's why it tells us in James. And it's because it said, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work. So that means the testing of your faith produce perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, because perseverance, that means when you go through stuff, you got to persevere. You got to stick it out. You got to deal. When you feel like giving up, don't give up, because you have to, because what you're going through is going to produce something in you that's going to allow you to not just have a testimony, but be able to see how strong you really are. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete. See, it's funny, because when I first met my wife, I told her, I said, you know what? You grown, but there's a different level of being grown that you ain't met yet. You're not at the level of, and she took that so offensive. And I'm sorry, baby, that I'm talking about you, but it's the truth. She took it offensive, and I understood that she would take it offensive. So I had to back up after that, and just, she I left it there. She's talking about, what you mean I'm grown? I ain't grown yet. I got my own bills. I got my own car. I got my own apartment place. I pay my own bills. I'm taking care of myself. I'm grown. So she got offended. And I understand that. And if we can, let me put a tag right there. Self-evaluation. Another key point in self-evaluation is we got to back up from being so offended. Anyway, she did. She didn't understand is this point right here that said, "Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." See, that's the goal. That's the mentality. That's the place that I'm trying to get to. I don't like going through stuff. I'm gonna be honest. It was hard having to go through. When I say hard, hard is an understatement. Having to go through losing a spouse. It was hard having to go through losing a sister. It was hard having to go through losing a brother. It was hard having to go through separation. It was hard having to go through war. It was hard. And now these are just some of the many things that I had to go through, but these are some of the major events that happened in my life. So it was very challenging. It was hard having to get fired and exposed for certain things that happened. And the job when I was being dirty, when I was being crooked. But that exposure is what made me into who I am. That exposure is what taught me what I needed to be taught. Though that exposure is what brought me to the place. That exposure, just like it says in James 1:4, says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It said, if you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. This is the part that I like, though. And this is the part that we got. And I'm gonna be honest with you. That part, that scripture right there, it says, if you don't have it, just ask him. If you lack in anything, ask God, because he's going to put you in a position so you can gain it. He will give it to you. He don't lack anything. He wants you to have it. You got to understand, it's just like we as parents, and it's so crazy because I watch Amanda and I watch how she interacts with my son, with my children, with our children, with our children, because it's not about my children, it's our children. She has stepped in full-fledged and doing what she's doing. So I watch how she interacts with our children, and I watch how she interacts with our son, LJ, who's recently moved out. He got his own place. I'm excited about that. I'm really happy. I'm proud of him. He's doing his thing. So my son came over. He asked, can he come over to wash? And of course he's talking to his mother. He's talking to Amanda. He's talking to the female. And I understand the dynamic between a son and the mother, even though his mother, and trust me, we went through so many challenges with him because he lost his mother. And when another female comes in trying to take he feel like it's trying to take the place of his mother, he has a problem. But my son needed a mother. I could not produce what a mother can produce. So I watched him and her relationship, and it's been a challenge. Trust me, it has been. But the place that they are at now, and I watched their relationship, And he came over to wash today. He said, "Can I get come over to wash?" He asked her. She picked him up. She brought him over to wash, and he's washing. And while he's here, it was so cool. It was so funny, and I loved it to the fullest. And these are the type of things that turns me on, not in a sexual way, but in a, as a man, as a husband, as the head of the household. I watched as she was fixing her some brunch, breakfast, whatever the case may be. And she like, "Oh, here, LJ, your dad brought these cupcakes home. You know, we know that you like these most. So here, you can have these. Oh, here, LJ, here go these, cinnamon raisin bread. I bought a whole new pack. I didn't realize that me and you the only ones who ate it. So it was, I bought a new pack when we had the old pack. Here, you can have this other, pack." And the way that she's acting, the way that she is, she's showing him, because we know, he really haven't been washing. And hey, that's one thing. That's one of the very few things that I was slipping on. He ain't have to wash his clothes. Whenever I got the brand new washing machine or dryer, I don't want nobody messing it up or whatever the case may be. She's showing him. She's teaching him dynamics, these things that he need to see, he need to understand for his own sake, for survival. So I'm very proud of that. I was very, it meant so much to me to see that. Now, I don't know if she knows all of this. I say it every so often to her, but those are the things that reminds me no matter what we're going through. Those are the things that show me why I know that she was the perfect person for me. Because I know during this time when my son, not just myself, but she's beneficial to the household. She is increasing, she's building up, just like I told you, the woman will do. The household, everybody in the household. In saying that, just like us as parents, don't want our children to lack anything. Don't want our children to be missing out on anything. How much more do you think that God is with us? How much more do you think it is that he wants us not to be lacking on anything? So that's why he said, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. And I want my son to always know that. As much as I want him to be independent, I want my son to always know, no matter what, you always got a home here. No matter what, if I can do it, I'm always here. I got your back. And that's the thing that just like, and I'm pretty sure most of you are out here, y'all can think the same way. If you can do for your child, you will do for your child. Now, the scripture continues to tell us, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect anything. So basically, if we are stepping into 2021 and we had a mentality to step into 2021, then when we ask things, we got to ask things and know that it's already coming into place. Now, that's a different type of topic. I'm not trying to get into a sermon. I understand that. But like I said, I'm unapologetically Christian. I believe in, and not just believe just what I read and what I know it because I've experienced it in my life. In saying that, let me get back to what I was saying. So when we look at our trials that we got to go through, do not avoid going through your trials, because it produces something in you and it produces something that we all are going to need. And I say that seriously and in depth, we are all going to need that. Something that you got, I'm going to need that. Something that you got, somebody else is going to need that. Something that you got, not only for you, but not only for your family, not only for your children, not only for your spouse, not only for that significant other, but something that you got, somebody else is going to need that. So when it comes to self-evaluation, do not avoid the stuff that we don't want to go through. Because when you avoid it, you're missing something. You're lacking something. When you avoid it, you miss out. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to miss out. Okay? In saying that, examine. When going into self-examination, I would suggest that we start there. The reason why I suggest that we start there is because But the reason I suggest that we start there is because that's where you're going to find the most in-depth, the most vital stuff to who you are. That's where you're going to find the most. What do I mean? Because those challenges that you have faced, those challenges that you've been through, those challenges that you experienced, it carries some weight. And if you don't thoroughly examine that thing, you can miss out on some stuff. This is what I was referring to before. 2 Peter 1:5. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and self-control perseverance, and perseverance godliness, and godliness mutual affection, and mutual affection love. So it talks about how from one thing to the last thing, it talks about how you can get this, how when you're going through certain things, when you're going through every effort, when you're going through your struggle, when you're going through your faith, when you're pushing, when you're going through, that person, it's going to produce some stuff. And it will eventually get to love. So don't avoid it, because you got a lot of weight behind what you've been through. Now, we done talked about that, but when another thing that we got to make sure we do now, I'm liking this. Okay, so we are halfway through this, and I have, and it's a personal goal, because I want to make sure I give you some good content. I want to make sure that I give you something worth holding on to. I want to make sure I give you something that is of value. This is a passion of mine. Actually, one of the reasons why I want to start this is because I'm looking to get back into public speaking. And it does not have to be public speaking just in a spiritual sense. But as you can see, I have a lot of insight when it comes to motivation. I don't think I've arrived, and I'm still working. And saying all of that, I say this. Continue to drive after your passions. Don't stop. Continue to strive to be better. Don't think you reached it. One of the biggest things that I've heard that was said to me when I was younger was something that my Uncle Cornell said to me. And he told me this, and I grabbed to this, and I've held on to this for it's been 20 years now. I've held on to this for 20 years now. He said, Lamar, always be teachable. He said, because the moment that you think that you got all the answers, is the moment that you feel like you arrived. And if you arrived, then why are you still here? So he said, always be teachable. Always have yourself in a place where you're teachable, where you can grow, where you can develop, where you can know more, where you can pull more information in, where you can understand a little bit better, where you can grow a little bit better. So that's what we want to always make sure we're doing, is being teachable. So when you come to self-evaluation, don't feel like you got the answers. Don't feel like you got it all. Look at the areas. Evaluate the areas within yourself that you can improve. You want to look for areas within yourself that you can improve. That's very key, because many times we feel like we got it. But if we start searching places in ourselves that we can improve in, then we'll have areas that we can start working on. Okay. One of the things that I didn't get to say about self-evaluation, and this is as plain as it is, and my wife gets on me, so I know when she sees this, she's going to get on me again. But I'm going to use the actual words as part of the definition. Self-evaluation. Now, no, when you define something, you cannot use those words as its own definition, because that kind of conflicts with itself. That conflicts in saying, okay, I'm defining it, so how can you define it with what it is? You can't define something with, well, to an extent. But self-evaluation, and this is one of those times where you can. Because self-evaluation is evaluating yourself. Now, why is that important? Because the first thing we need to understand is it's not about nobody else. Self-evaluation is not about anybody else. It's about you. It's about you taking a look at you. you deciphering, breaking down, getting the understanding, going through, tearing apart, and getting the in-depth look at yourself, at your own characteristics, at your own personalities, at your own histories, at your own mentality, at your own at their own actions. Did I do, when I had this conversation with him, or when I had this conversation with her, how was I coming off? What was my motivation? What was my drive? How did I deliver it? Self-evaluation can be looking at every single portion of what you do. So that's why it's not just a one-day item. It's not just a one-time trick. Self-evaluation is a consistent thing. Consistency in self-evaluation. So when you have that, make sure when you go looking at yourself and self-evaluation, and now what I didn't do, and I'll do that within the next time frame, because we're close to that. I'm doing real good. And I'm going to keep it to an hour. But when you're looking at self-evaluation, you really want to break down the details. Now, there's a couple of different things I want you to understand. Make sure that you, and we'll look at this in the future. In the future, we'll look at these in the next couple of weeks. But self-evaluation looks at you and how you function and what you function within and what motivates you, what drives you and stuff like that. So be sure that you understand that you have a good measuring stick of where you really at. Also, what it does, it takes where you're at. Oh, I can start on this side because when y'all looking at me, where you're at, where you try, where you at and where you trying to go and what it's going to take to get there. It takes where you're at and where you're trying to go and put it together. Where we trying to get and how we get there. We want to take what we're doing, where we are currently at, and the real evaluation of where we at. And then we want to set and establish our goals and figure out what can we do to bring the two together. That's why we won't need to self-evaluate. So as we take this time to look at ourselves, as we take this time to really break down some things, make sure that you got a spiritual foundation. Now, like I said, my belief, I'm not apologetic. I believe what I believe wholeheartedly. And I believe what I believe, not just because I heard it, not because of what someone told me, but because of what I experienced. And I will say this. It's all about your relationship It's all about your relationship with God. It's all about your relationship with the Creator. It's all about your relationship. And you got to figure that thing out yourself. I had to teach my son that before he left. One of the last conversations that me and him had before he left out the house. And like I said, when I do this fathering thing, and I know everybody got their thing, I do this fathering thing for real. And I'm the type of person to have conversations. So I've had a conversation with my son right before he left. Now, of course, I talked about, yeah, make sure you're doing this, make sure you're doing that, make sure. I gave him all a breakdown of everything. Trust me. If you can see me talking on here for a whole hour by myself, no comments, no nothing, then trust me, I'm that much more deeper when it comes to my household. But I talked to one of the main things that I said to him was, make sure that you establish and maintain your relationship with God. Make sure, and I'll repeat that, make sure that you establish and maintain your relationship with God. The reason I say that is because my son knows that he's always covered from his parents, from his household. And I know that God listens to me, that God hears me, and God has answered me, especially when it comes to my family. I'm very, God really, because of the honor that I give to God, because of the way that He sees me exemplify who He is in my life, and for whatever reason, or whatever other reasons. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying it's all about me. But whatever, I notice one thing that God honors when I talk to Him, especially about my family. He answers my prayers. And that's not a braggadocious thing. I'm just humbled because I got His attention like this. I'm grateful that I have His attention like this. But I tell LJ all the time, it didn't get like this because it's accidental. Now, yes, me going through so much made me, pushed me, motivated me, driven me to pursue a stronger relationship with him. And I'm be honest, just like I'm pretty sure that my wife can say, just like I'm pretty sure Sharia was able to say, and anybody else who's known me, knowing me, I'm pretty sure you got a pretty good prayer life. And I'm not saying that because I'm gonna push you to have a good prayer. I'm saying because sometimes to deal with me, you gotta know, you gotta have a good relationship with God, because I'm a handful. But I say the same thing. You know, my family is what pushed me and motivates me to have to they take my prayer life to a whole nother level. And it's okay. It's okay. Because that's some of those things that God is pushing on, and they're putting us through and saying, hey, this has got to produce that. It's okay. It's totally good. It's totally fine. So in saying all of that, I said to my son, yeah, make sure you do that. And see, some of the times we hear words like, make sure you got a good relationship with God. And then it's so general in nature that we don't understand how. What do I got to do? Well, those are the things that I'm gonna leave you with today. Because I got less than 20 minutes. One of the things that you can do is make sure you spend time with God. How do you do that? How do you spend time with somebody that you like? You listen to them. You get to know them. You talk to them. You get to know what they like, get to know what they dislike. Get to know about them, their characteristics. Hang out with them. See what's going on. Get to know the people that know them. And you can do the same thing when it comes to Christ. You can do the same thing when it comes to God. Spend time getting to know him. One of the ways that we get to know God is by reading. We can also now, and look, this 2021. So we got so much technology out here. We got so many ways that we can read, listen, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all this other stuff that have positive means to get to know who Christ is. So and be intentional in trying to and be intentional in getting to know who he is. Don't do it on accident. Do it on purpose. Be doing it on purpose. Get to know who he is on purpose. Read about him. Spend time with him. Talk to him. Listen to him. Take time. Just like when I was trying to holler at Amanda, I made sure she knew I wanted to talk to her. Same thing. When I wanted to get closer to Sharia, I made sure she knew I wanted to talk to her. I spent time with him. And you can say that same thing. Any female that you try to highlight, any male that you try to get to know, any male that you wanted to get to know better, any of that stuff, you spent time with him. You gave him the time of day. You did whatever you could to spark some type of interest, to show them that you was on it. And that's what we do. Like I said, I'm not trying to make turn the podcast into a sermon, I mean a ministry, but I mean a sermon too, but hey, I'm not gonna back up away from it either. In saying all of this, I do appreciate that you have allowed me the time to actually come in. We are going to continue the conversation next week when it comes to self-evaluation. But make sure that you're evaluating yourself and be honest with it. Because self-evaluation, look, is do not do somebody used to say it all the time. One of the last things that I want to talk about this week is self-evaluation is about honesty. Self-evaluation is about honesty. You can't lie. Do not lie to yourself while you're evaluating yourself. Do not minimize what you find. I mean, I know that's me, but no, that but and how fast we try to speak over it, we know how it can be sometimes. I know, I've done it, and I'm just being honest with you. I'm just telling you some things that I know is real. But we got to be honest with what we're doing. It's like playing solitaire, cheating playing while you're playing solitaire. Can you imagine playing solitaire and you cheating? Okay, well, you know what? I know I'm stuck, but I'm just, what's the whole point of playing solitaire? Because solitaire is an individual game. Self-evaluation is an individual game. So if you cannot be honest with yourself, then that's where, and that will show you a real problem. If you cannot be honest with yourself, if you're still trying to self-evaluate and you cannot be honest with yourself, then that's showing you something right there. So open up to those things, pay attention to those things, be aware of what your evaluation is showing you, is exposing. And it's okay to expose yourself. First of all, you cannot be naked to nobody else unless you're ready to be naked to yourself. Remember that. You can quote that. That was a good one. I'm going to put that on my... But you cannot be naked to nobody else without first being naked to yourself. So when I say these things to you, let's take these things to heart. Let's evaluate ourselves. Let's take the time to really break down what's going on with us so we can take that, take the plans and the goals that we have for the future and figure out the way to get there. Figure out a way to get there. Now, thank you, everybody. I really do appreciate it. I'm not going, obviously, it's not going to the whole minute, and I'm okay with that. I am definitely okay with that, but I do appreciate you. I did just want to do this impromptu Wonder Why, this pre-recorded Wonder Why, because I wanted to take the time and actually go through this thing before I send it out to you. Now, after this conversation, I'm definitely posting this, but I just appreciate the time. I appreciate the time that you have taken to just sit and listen. You can share this, like this, go to my page, Wonder Why. Go to my page, Wonder Why. Share that page. Go like it. Go subscribe to it, whatever the case may be. But this is your boy, L Wonder, with another version of Wonder Why. I came to you on a Saturday today because I know tomorrow is Sunday. It's football Sunday. We got the Browns going to the second. We got the Browns going to the next round of the playoffs. I'm excited about that. I'm not a football fan, but I am a Cleveland fan. No matter what. So I do get excited when I see Cleveland doing their thing. So you keep it up. You keep doing what you got to do. It's your boy, L Wonder. And I will see you next week. Depending on what's going on with the game, I'll let you know what time. Peace. Have a good one.